produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great morning, great afternoon, great evening. You're listening to Coach Terry on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. I am so elated always to be with you on this day. It is a glorious day, for it is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Your wealth is your wellness. Wow. You know, today what I would like to talk about and collaborate with you is on being calm. Being calm and being glad. Trusting in the fact that the Lord has your back. God's got it. And we are so grateful. So we come to your wealth is your wellness with gratitude. We come to your wealth and is your wellness with grace and his mercy. Let me tell you something. In the midst of this pandemic, there is growth. There is prosperity. There is wisdom that God is showing you. You just have to open up and receive it. Because it is your wealth which is going to make you well. It is your wealth that is going to make you well. You know, I love eating at the table with God. I don't know how many of you have sat down at the table and not only blessed your food and blessed your water that he has given you to drink, but oh, have mercy. What glory, wisdom, grace God is feeding you when you sit at the table with Jesus. My wealth for you this morning, for you to be well, is to calm down, lighten up, trust him. Calm down. Lighten up. Trust him. Let's sit at the table this day with the Lord. And let's share our gratitude for what we have in our hands at this time. You know, in this pandemic, we are in uncharting waters of the unknown. But if you look at it, before the pandemic, we were in the unknown. The common denominator here is that we're trusting God. We're trusting God. Now, many of you who may be listening at this time know someone who has had the virus, who passed away because of complications of the virus, or who have overcome and survived the virus. I know all of the above. I have wept. I have prayed for family's comfort. I have prayed for family's peace. And I have prayed for those who have overcome the virus to continue to stand strong, trust in the Lord, and seek constantly, consistently, day over day over day for God's wisdom, for them to be well, for them to walk in the steps that He has ordered them, and to bless others. So we are going to humble ourselves. We are going to be still. We are going to take a deep breath. We are going to be calm. We are going to lighten up. And we're going to sit at the table with our God and gain this wealth of knowledge, wealth of wisdom, so that we can be well. Lord, I just want to thank you right now for all that has come forth this day, to give you gratitude, to tell you, Lord, that we all are grateful and thankful to have the breath of life this day, to praise your holy name, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you instill in us the wealth of the knowledge and wisdom that you will have us go, Father God. Give us the joy to be a cheerful giver, Father God, in the midst of it all. For this day, Lord, I'm grateful to see the green grass, the trees, the birds, nature, the sun, the rain, the clouds. I'm grateful, Father God, because that shows me that there's still life, and that there's life abundantly for all of us to grasp and to gain, Father God. It has shown me, Father God, it has shown us, Father God, that we are here to share your word, to bless others, to give, to lift up, to calm down the angst, for them to lighten up, and for them to be at peace. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you for feeding us your wealth, for it is our wellness. You know, Father God, I constantly read devotionals from multiple spiritual leaders across this world. And there's one spiritual leader, Father God, that resonates with me in her devotionals, which is Joyce Meyer. So those of you who are listening, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Joyce Meyer, but she has blessed me this day with her devotional, and I'm going to read it to you. It speaks volumes at this time as we are in the midst of this pandemic, and it brings peace to me, so I want to bring peace to you. It comes from Matthew 6:34. Do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. She says, my personal definition of anxiety is mentally leaving where you are and getting into an area of past or the future. One of the things we need to understand is God wants us to learn to be now people. I'll say that again. God wants us to learn to be now people. Too often we spend our time in the past or the future. We need to learn to live now, mentally, as well as physically and spiritually. There is an anointing on today. Do you hear what I'm saying to you out there? There is anointing on today. In John 8:58, Jesus referred to himself as I am. If you and I, as his disciples, try to live in the past or the future, we are going to find life hard for us because Jesus is always in the present. Let's let that marinate right now. Thank you, Father, for being in the present. Thank you, Father, for being with us right now. Thank you, Father, for just covering our families right now. Thank you, Father, for waking us up right now. Thank you, Father, for clearing up any angst or worry right now as I go to bed. Thank you, Lord, for just instilling in my children and giving them a clean heart, Father God. Thank you, God, for my parents, Lord. Thank you, God, for all the caregivers out there that are caring for others who feel like they have no energy to move forward, but you're instilling them to keep fast. You woke them up this day and you let them put one foot in front of the other, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for all the essential workers out there, Father God. Thank you for being the present with them right now, Lord, as they're in the hospitals caring for the sick. Thank you, Lord, for those who are dialing to call the sick and shut in right now, who are lonely and alone and may not have food right now, and they're getting that call to say, there's food at the door. There's money in the mailbox. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for being in the present. That's what God has meant when he said to Matthew 6:34, do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own, sufficient for each day and its own trouble. Jesus has plainly told us we don't need to worry about anything, no matter what. All we need to do is seek the kingdom of God, and he will add to us whatever it is we need. Sit at the table with Lord. Sit at the table with Christ. Sit at the table and ask your Jesus, pour into me. Give me the wealth and the wisdom that you will have me this day so that I can be well. He will add to us whatever we need, whether it's food, clothing, shelter, or spiritual growth. We don't need to be concerned about tomorrow because tomorrow will have problems of its own. We need to concentrate our full attention on today and stop being so intense and stirred up. Let's let this marinate here. Some of us are in our homes or household or around family. We're snapping at them. We're raising our voices. We're being disrespectful. Get still. Go in your closet. Go in your sacred place and ask God to order your steps. Ask God to remove the angst, the worry, and the anxiety. Go to your family. Tell them that you love them, that you care for them, and that you're just asking God to give you peace. Calm down. Lighten up, Joyce Meyer says. Laugh more. Worry less. Stop ruining today, worrying about yesterday or tomorrow. Neither of which we can do anything about. We can't do one thing about it. It's in the past. Live in the present. We need to stop wasting our precious now because it'll never come again. The next time you are tempted to get anxious or upset about something, especially something in the past or the future, think about what you're doing and turn your mind to what is going on today. What is going on right now, today, in your world, where you can give God gratitude, where you can jump for joy and rejoice because you have the breath of life this day to bless someone else. Remember, this is wealth. Your wealth is your wellness. Learn from the past and prepare for the future, but always live in the present. Always live in the present. I'll say it again. Always live in the present. Amen. Thank you, Joyce Meyer. I love that. I'm reading from her devotional called New Day, New You. Been reading from it for years. Every year, I have a friend girl who blesses me with her devotion. So I get it every December in the mail. And it's just a blessing. So I'm glad that I could sow a seed into all of you who are listening this day from a gift that was given to me and a seed that was planted for me to gain wisdom and growth. And now I pass it on to you. Some of my favorite scriptures that I want to talk about with you that resonate with me when we talk about giving gratitude to the Lord are of the following, which I just absolutely love, from Colossians 3:15 through 20. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly this day, teaching and admonishing one another in all his wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and Father through him. Wives out there, submit to your husbands, inquire, collaborate, have a conversation, come to an agreement as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, cherish your wives, honor your wife, cater to your wife, listen to your wife, and do not be harsh with them. And do not be harsh with them. As we live in the present, and we are calm, and we lighten up, we have to remember not to be harsh with our families. We have to learn to take deep breaths. You want to breathe from your diaphragm, not from your chest. Your stomach should rise. As you exhale, it expands. As you inhale through the nose, the stomach shall rise up. And as you exhale, it will expand out. I recommend you take deep breaths throughout your day. I recommend that as you walk one foot in front of the other, that you say, thank you, Father God, for this moment. Thank you for this day, Lord. Order my steps and show me the path as I should go. Give me the wisdom as what I should do next. I recommend that if you have the capability to move and exercise, get up, do some push-ups, do some jumping jacks, walk. God has blessed me in my life with a pool. I've had a pool, I had a pool for 7 years. I never got in it. And then when I moved to another home for 2 years where there was no pool. And I was grateful because the maintenance of taking care of a pool is a lot. But then God blessed me with another home with a pool. And I've been in this home for a year and a few months. And the first year I never got in the pool. I was always on the go, like in the past, running past myself. Coach was empowering people to honor their self-worth and value their self-care. And I was giving, 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 doing, doing, doing for others, praying, praying, praying for others. And in the midst of this pandemic, when I opened my window at the end of February, beginning of March of 2020, there was that pool. And God said, "Come into the water, my child. I want to have a conversation with you." So if you have the opportunity to go somewhere where you can be still and hear God, but also move. I was still in the water. I was still in that pool. But I started exercising in that pool. God began to speak to me as I moved in that water. I began to get the Holy Ghost in that water. I began to shout in that water. I ran in the water. I still do run in the water. And I jump for joy in the water, giving all glory, praise, and grace to God for instilling in me what I have to give to the world. What I'm saying to you, for those that are listening, God is present. He's been there the whole time. As you sit at the table with him, have a conversation. As you walk every day, have a conversation. Give grace and gratitude to the Lord, our God, because he is pouring wealth into you for your wellness. Now, he'll stand by you. We all know. He'll stand by you for whatever decisions and choices you make. And I know the decisions that I've made in life have not been the choices that God would have wanted me to choose. But he knew what I was going to do before I even knew what I was going to do. But in the midst of it all, he still was there next to me in the present. And at many times he was carrying me to where he needed me to go. God is carrying each and every one of us. But he also allows us to walk in the path that we choose to go. And he says, my. This is what I believe. My. She going down that way. Okay. All right. Let me bless her and cover her as she learns the lessons. But when she gets to the end, she'll say, I knew it. God, you were talking to me. I should have gone this way. But along the way that I chose, he still blessed me. He still kept me. He still poured in his wisdom. He still whispers in our ear, "My child, my son, my daughter, not that way." And you get that gut feeling and you get that in your spirit and say, I think I'm going this way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your grace, for your mercy, for your wisdom, for it is our wealth. We'll rejoice this day and we'll be glad in it, grateful and thankful that you gave us the breath of life this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I want to encourage all of you who have tuned in that you are a child of the Most High. He's not ever going to leave you or forsake you. He's going to continue to build you to be well, to be strong, to stand, to breathe, to shout, to cry, to humble yourself, to give, to love yourself, to love yourself, to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love others. What are you going to do today? for you? What are you going to do today to celebrate you? What are you going to do? I love celebrating me. Because if I don't celebrate me and love me, I can't love this family and my children. You are the example of God. Obey Him. Walk the walk. Stand in wisdom. Accept what you're hearing. For it is God's wealth which gives us our wellness to be balanced, to have that channeling of energy, to be great. Thank you all so much for tuning in. You're listening to Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.